In presenting his bill for a third reading on Friday, Senator Bramble made many of the same points he made the day before on the Senate floor, including his opinion that SB 54 is a more inclusive option than the Count My Vote initiative.
What Count My Vote doesn't recognize is that Senate Bill 54, a party would have to open the primaries to allow unaffiliated voters the opportunity to vote in a primary. By definition, that gives a much greater opportunity than what this initiative pretends to do.
It was little surprise that Democratic Senators Patricia Jones and Jim DeBacchus reaffirmed their no votes from Thursday. But it was perhaps unexpected when Republican Senators Brian Shiozawa and Stuart Reed joined them in opposition to SB 54. In voting no on Bramble's bill, Senator Reed offered an explanation, saying the bill unjustly restricts the party's right to decide who can and cannot participate in their caucuses.
On a principle basis, I don't believe, while we can do this through the law, I don't think it's appropriate. Because we can do it doesn't mean that we should do it. And as I mentioned yesterday in my remarks, that should be left to the parties, and those who want to reform the party should do it through the party process.
Just a couple hours after SB 54 earned the approval of the full Senate, a press conference was held in the Capitol Rotunda by the Protect Our Neighborhood Elections campaign, an anti-Count My Vote movement. At that press conference, the group presented accusations of deliberate deception by Count My Vote signature collectors. To back up that claim, the group says they have audio from at least 12 conversations between Utah citizens and Count My Vote staff that demonstrate misleading tactics. Here's James Humphreys of Protect Our Neighborhood Elections.
So people believe they're signing something with regard to what they're doing because they didn't stop to read it, which is a mistake, obviously. And those kinds of deceptive tactics are commonplace for the companies that have been hired by Count My Vote to represent them.
In response, Count My Vote issued a brief statement saying they question the validity of the accusations. They added, quote, "With an issue that has the support of 70% of the people, we don't need to play games," close quote. After the press conference, Protect Our Neighborhood Elections delivered a formal complaint to the Lieutenant Governor's office requesting an investigation into the matter. For KCPW News, I'm Ryan Cunningham.